Blog Talk Radio.
Thinking about the world, looking at the nation. Suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind. Times are changing. Yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctor, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the word. But everybody seems to be quoting scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. I overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them more people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe. Taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people. God's got a hold on. And I believe. So I'll choose to look on the brighter side in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright. Cause his hand is on me and it's keeping me alive. So many disappointments. So much I don't understand. So much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing. Everything's rearranging. But no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth. Your God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith. And I'm just one of them old people. Gotta hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people. God's gotta hold on. Don't you let go of me, Lord, please. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people. God's got a hold on. I believe.
my word and positive host Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday here. So I'm on live on Facebook Live through my Emma E2K page, and I'm also live on the radio, LushRadioOnline.net. You can also go to Blog Talk Radio and type in Lush Radio Online. You can call in. The number to call in is 213-943-3705. You can call in and listen through that way, or you can just call in and, you know, shout out good morning, or let me know what you guys have on your agenda today. So I'm here, another blessed Monday, man. I'm excited. I'm excited every day. I open my eyes. This morning, though, God has me up since like 4 in the morning. I was like, Lord, what is going on? So sometimes he does that. He wakes me up. I don't know what it is about 4 in the morning, but he wakes me up at 4 in the morning to just begin to pray. And he puts certain people in my mind and in my thoughts. And I become obedient, and I do just that. I get up, and I start praying for the people that he's put in my heart. So, 4 in the morning, you know? Like, I'm like, okay, Lord, because you don't have to be up at 7. Anyway, so I've been up since 4 in the morning. Yeah, just praying over people's situation. You know, certain people that already asked me to pray for them, and I do that. But there's other people that God, I said, puts in my path, or puts in my thoughts, in my heart, or gives me discernment on them, and I begin to pray over them as well. So, yeah, so just want to share that with you, in case sometimes he wakes you up at that time. Become obedient, just do what he tells you, because he will not let you sleep. I know he didn't let me. So I want to share what so I attend this church called Crossover in Tampa, Florida. Shout out to all those in the Tampa Bay area. And shout out to my Crossover family. So I wanted to share what's about to happen starting today, right? And that's Love Our City. So Love Our City is a campaign where we go out into the community and just love on people. We pay for their gas, and we pay for their groceries, and we go to the laundromat. There's like 100 projects that you can get involved in, and you can help. We pay for bus passes. And when I say we, I mean the church, right? Because we have a generous church that we collect to be able to do these amazing projects all around the community. So if you're in the Tampa Bay area this week and you want to do something for others, you don't have to be a member of our church. You could just be somebody that wants to do something nice. You're all welcome. So if you go to loveourcity.info, the information is there. And I think there's even ways that you can donate, even if you don't attend the church. You can still help out the people that are physically there, and that will go out to do that. So we knock on people's doors and give them groceries and give them hot pizza and love on them and pray for them and give them water and encourage them and go to the dollar store. It's going to be amazing this week. So I signed up for four projects in 4 days. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I'm leading a project. And I'm excited. I pray that I'm able to see some of you guys come out and support this amazing, amazing Love Our City Week that we do from Crossover Church. So, again, for more information, just go to loveourcity.info, and you can sign up for anything that you want to do. There's like over 100 projects, people. You can pick whatever you want. So that being said, I also wanted to talk about Friday Night Live. If you're not familiar with Friday Night Live, also on Crossover, right? It's a night that it's a celebrated recovery night with a twist, right? So the twist is that you don't have to be battling have an addiction just for drugs. It can be an addiction for shopping. It can be, you know, an addiction of lying, of stealing. So it can be as simple as that, but knowing that you have some hurts and habits and hang-ups that you want to get through. So we open the doors every Friday at 7 p.m. Now, this Friday, we won't be because it's Good Friday. But the following Friday and every Friday after that, we've been there since June. We've opened the doors since June on Fridays. And we look forward to seeing you. So we have music, we have live music, and we have food and real talk and good, clean fun, and we do groups. So we welcome you every Friday. I lead the women there, so I'm encouraging the women of the Tampa Bay area to come out and come out to Friday Night Live at Crossover. And you can, Crossover is 1235 Fowler Avenue. If you need any more information, just inbox me and I will gladly do so. All right, so now the next thing in the agenda. I've already publicly on Facebook and other social medias have let everybody know about Healing Queens. So Healing Queens is a nonprofit organization that I have founded, and I am president too, and I am honored and privileged that God has open all these doors for this to happen. So it's been something in the making. Finally, we are official. Finally, we received our 501c3. So we are an official charitable nonprofit organization. We're on Instagram, Healing Queens with the Z at the end. And we're also on Facebook, Healing Queens with the Z at the end. Please make sure you follow us on social media. Our website, healingqueens.org, is being worked on. Hopefully by this week, it should be up and running. So we thank in advance all those people that have been a part of this amazing, amazing, amazing journey with us. You know, it's been in the works. There's a lot of my friends that are like, oh, I'm not even surprised. That this is what you're doing because you've been doing this kind of work. And I've been advocating for women and women's rights and all that for as long as I can remember, right, because I am a woman, right? But it's great to know that publicly other people want to step in and do the same thing. So that's amazing. I'm excited. So our mission, let me tell you our mission real quick, is to empower, motivate, and educate women who are struggling morally, physically, spiritually, and financially through workshops, groups, and programs in a faith-based, healthy environment. So if that's something that you want to support and help, let me know. Inbox me. As of next week, we will be bringing out our campaigns because, of course, no nonprofit foundation is any good without the help and the assist of the public. So, yes, I'm going to be asking for funds, but it's not for me. I'm going to be asking for funds to be able to run effectively this organization so we can be able to effectively touch a lot of women that need it, that are struggling, mm-hmm. that are going through, a lot of difficult things in their lives. And so we want to be able to step up to help them heal and love them right where they're at. So, yeah. So enough of that. And going into music, I'll be right back. Thank you.
Hey, yo, this is Roy Tash, and I'm listening to Emma E2K on Motivational Mondays while she plays my brand new single, Stronger, featuring V Rose.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger and never give in. Because when you're falling down, it'll help you get up again. When you're falling down, it'll help you get up again.
Yeah. How long till this darkness passes? No beauty, man, all I'm seeing is ashes. I'm trying to climb, but I'm stuck at the bottom. One breath from drowning and sinking into this madness. Now I see my problems, never fight fair. Got me looking for the runway. Yeah, feeling like I'm in a nightmare. Man, I know I gotta wake up someday. Heard buddy I know telling me that they praying. A lot of words, but I don't really hear what they saying. Long days I suffer, dark days like thunder. I've been treading water, but I'm about to go down and under.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger and never give in. Because when you're falling down, he'll help you get up again.
We've got to hold on.
Hold on.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh,
because it's making you strong. Out of this pain, it's like I can't catch a break or phrase. Holding on, but I don't know how much longer. I can feel my fingers slipping away. Dang. Now I'm feeling so frustrated. Why is it always so complicated? I just don't know if I can take it. I am breaking. When you need some help, trouble all around you. Feeling like you're lost, just look to the one who found you. Was down, but he rose up again. And the same power that did that lives in you, so just keep fighting.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end.
Trust me, I promise.
You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger
and hold on
and never give in.
Don't you ever give in.
When you're falling down, he'll help you get up again.
We've got to hold on.
Hold on.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh,
you know what's making you stronger.
We've got to hold on.
Ashes, I'm burning like a fire. You can apologies. You're nothing but a liar. I've got shame, I've got scars that I will never tell. I'm a survivor in more ways than you know. 'Cause all the pain and the truth I wear like a battle wound. So ashamed, so confused. I'm not broken or bruised. 'Cause now I'm a warrior. Now I got thicker skin. I'm a warrior. I'm stronger than I've ever been. And my armor is made of steel. You can't get in. Stronger than I've ever been. And my armor is made of steel. You can't get in. I'm a warrior. And you can never hurt me again.
Good morning, all warriors. Warriors, come up and play easy. Good morning, all warriors. Good morning, all amazing royal people. Shout out to my royal families all around the world. Shout out to my worldwide audience. I have an amazing, amazing worldwide audience support. I love it. I mean, I see right now, shout out to Jersey, shout out to the Bronx, shout out to Puerto Rico. I see you on deck. I see you on deck. I see you tuning in. Thank you. I appreciate you. This is Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. And I'm blessed on Monday. Something about Mondays, that it's like the beginning of the week. It's like a new opportunity. It's a new chance to make wrong things right. I don't know. I love Mondays. A lot of people don't like Mondays, but me, I feel Mondays is very motivational. Now, it depends where you're at in life, because some people, it could be a mundane Monday, because they feel they have to go to work, and they have to do this, and they have to do that, and they don't want to, because they're not really seeing that they're able to get up and have a job to go to. You see that? So depending where you're at in life, you can either see that as a blessing, or you can see it as, oh, my God, woe is me. Let me have this pity party. So Friday, Pastor B was preaching about complaining, that people like to complain, right? There's not a lot of people, you know, most of the people, and I'm going to put myself in there. We will first complain before we're grateful. That's horrible, people. We got to start changing that. Good morning, Rush. Good morning. I'm doing fabulous. Thank you very much for asking, Rush. So I wanted to talk about that. There's so many complainers. I know we all have a lot of people around us that constantly complaining. We have one or two in particular that's all they do is complain. They can never be grateful for things that are going right in their life. And let something go wrong, oh my God. They just on it and on it and on it. And not one time do they realize how grateful and fortunate that they really are. So there's a lot of people that complain, oh, I got to get up, I got to go to work, I got to do this, while other people pray to have a job, pray that they can be able to support themselves and their families, pray that they can be able to, you know, pay their bills or whatever. And here you have people that are doing that and are complaining about it instead of feeling grateful about it. So today, catch yourself. When you want to complain about something, catch yourself. And instead, turn that complaint into gratefulness. Be grateful, you know. Be grateful for what you got. There's a lot of people that don't have that opportunity. There are people in the hospital. There are people in prison. There are people that have passed that no longer can be grateful for anything, you know. You know, they're no longer here, right? So be grateful for the time that you are here. Remind other people to be grateful. Don't give a platform for the people that just want to complain. When you have people around you that are complaining, you let them know, listen, I'm just not going to support you in that. And you're at least in a country that you can complain. So there's places of where people live that they don't even have, they can't even do that. How about that? They don't even have the right to complain. They have to just, you know, deal with whatever is being thrown at them. So the fact that we live in a world and we live in a country that you can complain, that you have the freedom of speech and to bear arms and everything else. Be grateful for that. There's other places and other people that can't do that, that are just not grateful. So my whole thing today is just trying to change that mindset of people just wanting to complain about everything. The first thing that comes out their mouth is them complaining instead of saying, you know, instead of being grateful, instead of being like, thank you, God, for, you know, for whatever it is that you're even complaining about. So there's a lot of people that can't do that. There's a lot of people that wish with all their hearts that they can be in your shoes. Believe that. So don't take advantage of that. Don't take advantage that you can complain. But just don't do it. Who wants to hear it anyway?
Decisions. I block out the news, turn my back on religion. Don't have no degree, I'm somewhat naive. I made it this far on my own. But lately that shit ain't been getting me higher. I lift up my head and the world is on fire. There's dread in my heart and fear in my bones. I just don't know what to say. Maybe I'll pray. Maybe I'll pray. I am never believed in, you know, but I'm gonna pray. Bible.
No.
I am still here and I'm still your disciple. I'm down on my knees, I'm begging you please. I'm broken, alone and afraid. I'm not a saint, I'm more of a sinner. I don't want to lose, but I fear for the winners. When I try to explain, the words right away. That's why I am stood here today. And I'm gonna I'll pray I'm gonna. Won't you call me? Can we have a one-on-one, Jesus? Talk about freedom. Everyone's praising the end. Everyone's praising the end.
What's good, everybody? This is Tommy, a.k.a. Urban D, lead pastor at Crossover Church in Tampa. And y'all are listening to Motivational Mondays with my girl, Emma. So keep it locked right here to get motivated, get inspired, and get some fuel for your week to keep rebuilding. Peace and God bless.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, when I see your face, face, face.
Imagine a place with no political committee, just lots of love, daps and high fives, romance exploring action, living new lives, a place where new life is immediate, the good fruit will grow, just be patient and obedient. Imagine a new fam with no divorce, no baby mama drama, no child support, and homes where fathers raise their children, let them know the value like one in a billion, and men that step up to be spiritual leaders go from cheaters to believers, from deadbeats to achievers. Watch families find reconciliation with healing and forgiveness, replace legal mediation. Imagine if we could crush discrimination, create a community that won't judge pigmentation.
I'm waiting for a day when I see your face, when all I'm fair.
Churches work together. There's no competition, just a kingdom endeavor. It gets no better. Imagine impact it can measure that goes beyond attendance at a sermon or lecture. What if crime dropped? Homicide stopped? What if gardens replaced empty lots? Prayer warriors populate every block. No more drugs, no more violence, no more crooked cops. Just mentors, classes, and job training. Not a handout, but a hand up to a life that's sustaining. Dignity, vision, and purpose. I know rebuilding's hard, but I'm telling you it's worth it. Freedom isn't perfect, but perfect is coming. Beyond what we'll imagine, it'll be so stunning. In the meantime, we get a glimpse of heaven on earth. Every time we get to witness that spiritual rebirth.
I'm waiting for a day when I see your face, when all I'm fair.
Started with Nehemiah on his knees kneeling, praying and fasting, hands up to the ceiling. The creator of the universe started revealing the master plan. He stepped up, he could have ran. He only had wine glasses up in his hands. This cupbearer was about to get a tan, traveled to his forefather's land. Yo, I'm a fan of his courageous obedience. This is one of the key missing rebuilding ingredients that can get polluted by what the culture's feeding us. That's how the enemy is beating us and leading us in the light.
see your face. I know that your time is near. I'm waiting for that day when I see your face. When all of my fears fade away. Oh, I know that your time is near. I pray they'll hear your call. This love that you're calling for change.
Good morning. Motivation of Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E. Tukane. Another blessed Monday. Thank you, everybody that's been tuning in. Thank you, Marisol, coming straight from oral surgery and still passing by just to say good morning, you know, on Facebook Live. I appreciate you. I appreciate your support. I mean, because let's face it, guys, without your support, I mean, I'm only alive because a lot of people requested for me to do so. Other than that, I mean, this is a radio show. So I'm really supposed to just be on the radio. But people requested they want to see me in the morning. I don't know why. Usually I don't do my hair. And now I have to be doing my hair because, you know, you guys see me live now. But good morning, everybody. Shout out to all those celebrating a birthday, holiday, whatever it is that you're celebrating, a birth, whatever it is that you're celebrating, shout out to you. Don't forget, so we're talking today about the complainers, the people that are always complaining and always see the glass half empty instead of half full, and that could be very draining. That could be draining for the person that's that way, but it can be also draining to the ones that person is around. That's a draining energy when you have somebody around you that's constantly just complaining and can't think of nothing great and nothing positive to really focus on, right? So when somebody, you know, is around you and they want to be talking reckless or they want to be, you know, they're just not grateful for their situation and they want to be complaining, stop them. Don't be listening to people complain. You know, I stop people real quick when they start with that. I just don't have the energy. And not only that, you know, when people, when you have people around you that are constantly just complaining, it's like a virus that then, you know, it's like they sneeze, whoosh, right? They complaining, and all of a sudden you catch yourself complaining. Don't do that. Don't let people infect you with that type of disruptive energy. No, we're not going to complain. We're going to remain grateful that God has given us another opportunity, mercy, and favor for another day, and we can be able to do things, do amazing things, help other people, you know, feel good about themselves. Because we have that ability, y'all. We have that ability that whatever we say out of our mouths comes into fruition. So we can speak life into people, right, and bring them up, or we can surely, you know, have some choice words and keep them down. And why would you want to do that? So make sure that you start uplifting other people, right? Don't let people start complaining in your circle. When they start doing that, be like, ah! We ain't having none of that. I'm going into music. I'll be right back.
You see all the broken hearts. Breathe your breath into me, Lord.
Yeah, my life is like an ocean, and I feel I'm slowly coasting. Will I make it when these waves hit? Look slim to none when you broken, and I feel them storms approaching, and all I see is this deep grave, and I dread that. I see red flags as I'm challenged by these replays. I dish the word, I used to pray a lot. Events occurred, now I stray a lot. I was traumatized when my daughter died. Now I often lie and I compromise. I don't know, just the hand I was dealt. The pain is too real, it demands to be felt. I feel like something's missing and I'm put in a position where I gotta be a man for myself. I'm in a place where my faith is challenged. Take my anger, take my malice. This life's the beast, I'ma name a savage. It's hard to carry on when you claiming baggage. Take my sin, it keeps me excluded. I'm isolated, I seem secluded. I know the problems are deeply rooted. I need some healing, Jesus, do it.
Good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday, man. I'm excited because I'm up. You know, God woke me up. Even though he got me up at 4 in the morning, he woke me up, you know. He gave me mercy and favor, and he gives me that love that I only can find in the relationship with him. So, shout out to all those that are in Tampa. that I'm Crossover Church, that are out there. I'm looking on Facebook, and I'm already seeing everybody gathering with their red T-shirts on. But I love our city. And for more information, make sure you go to loveourcity.info. Loveourcity.info. Make sure you go there. You can see all these projects that you can, if you're in the Tampa Bay area, that you can join. It's all week. So today, all the way to Saturday, projects that you can do and get involved with if you feel this is something that, you know, that interests you. I signed up for four projects, four different days. So I start Wednesday all the way to Saturday. I'm excited. I can't wait. But again, if you're interested, you don't have to be a member of my church, Crossover Church. That's, you can be a member of any other church. We welcome you if you want to go out to the community and do just acts of kindness. We have over 100 projects for you to get involved in. This is amazing. It'll be our second year. So last year I was a part of it as well, very excited. I led some projects, and I was out there doing certain things in the community, and there's nothing like that. There's no other wonderful feeling to know that you're doing for others, that you're being a servant, and I'm a servant. Everybody that knows me knows I'm a servant. So it was a blessing to be a part of it last year. And I'm so happy that I can be able to be a part of it this year as well. Good morning, Annie. Good morning. God bless you too, sis. God bless you too. So I'm talking about Love Our City. So Annie is, like me, a member of Crossover Church, but you don't have to be a member in order to be able to, you know, step in and just do a good thing, man. Just love on somebody else. Even if you're going through stuff, especially if you're going through stuff, get out there and go do something for someone else. It's called Love Our City, and you can go to loveourcity.info, and all the information is there. If you want to come out, the projects that are doing, good morning, good morning, yes, Love Our City. And then when you're out there, make sure you hashtag Love Our City, whether it be on Instagram or Facebook, you know, take pictures out there while you're loving on people, while you're just giving gifts out to people just at random, because we have no straight agenda. We're just out there kind of just loving on everybody. So that's amazing. Good thing that I'm a part of it this year, like I said again, and I'm super, super, super excited about that. Again, don't forget to follow Healing Queens, Queens with a Z at the end. And we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, I believe we're on Twitter. And our website is being worked on, so it'll be Healing Queens, Z at the end.org. We pray that you support us and all the things that we want to bring forward to be able to empower and help women in need, women that are struggling with different things in their life, and we want to be able to step in and make a difference, show them the love of God. So, again, thank you for the support. Healing Queens, Love Our City. I mean, this is, you know, we're just about giving back. We're just about helping and showing the love of God while we do it, you know? Isn't that amazing? Yeah. So I think it's about that time. It's getting close for me to be my devotional for today. I always like on Monday, I don't be my devotional until I actually get on here on the Motivational Monday show so I can be able to share with everybody else. So today is March 26th, and so I'm going to look for March 26th. And the title of that, March 26th, is Rebuild. How appropriate. I have played a song from Urban D, which is our pastor, Crossover. And he talks about rebuilding a lot. Yeah, he talks about rebuilding a lot. And he gives us always a lot of information about rebuilding. So, you know, I'm a little blind. I got to put my glasses on. Excuse me while I put my shades, a.k.a. glasses. Yeah. And I could be able to share and then give final words. Final thoughts. They're kind of cute. They're purple Versace. They're kind of cute. Okay. So we build. We are originally created to bear the mark of our Creator. We were masterfully designed to reflect His image and to reveal His glory. The corruption of sin has masked us, disguising our initial intended purpose. When we respond to salvation and give ourselves back to God, He begins reworking us to once again appear as He intended. Sanctification is a process that can be painful, but its end result is beautiful. God empties our hearts of the things that could never satisfy to make room for Himself. The only thing that will satisfy. From far away, the Lord appeared to His people and said, I love you, people, with a love that will last forever. That is why I have continued showing you kindness. People of Israel, I will build you up again, and you will be rebuilt. You will pick up your tambourines again and dance with those who are joyful. Jeremiah 31, 3-4. You may feel like God has taken a wrecking ball to your life. He has flattened everything you have, your desires, your interests, your pursuits. But fear not, He will rebuild you. He is creating a masterpiece with your life that will bring Him glory and honor. Everything He removes, He will restore to mirror the image of His likeness, your intended created purpose. I always share that because I be thinking of course, you know, God's always talking to me and giving me confirmation and answers. But He also uses me to be able to read some things that is really not for me, that is probably for you. So, Annie says, sweet Jesus knows I needed to hear this. Yeah, so. Sometimes I be thinking that it be for me. I'm like, all right, God gave me a word. Thank you, Lord. And, you know, a lot of time it don't be about me. So I pray that you receive it as He send it out. Yeah, I pray that you receive it as He send that out. I pray that you continue to read more into His word. Continue to glorify Him even in the season that you feel He's tearing everything apart, because He is just creating and stretching and building the master He meant you to be. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Oof. So stop complaining, right? That's what we were talking about a little earlier. Stop complaining. Stop complaining and be grateful. Have a heart of gratefulness right where you're at today. No matter what that looks like, it's going to look different to everybody. But have the heart of gratefulness to know that God is working. He wants the best for us. He really wants us to live an abundant and fulfilled life. He really does. But we have to be obedient. We have to be obedient how He moves us and how He shifts us. Stand all the time we don't, but not all the time we have to be understanding. We need to mind our business and be obedient and do as he moves us. So thank you everybody for tuning in. This was another awesome and great Motivational Mondays. I pray that anything that I've said here, if you feel that it needs, you need somebody else to hear it, share it, inbox them. send them this video, although it's kind of a little long, because the show is an hour. So I'm doing everything simultaneously, live and on the radio. So thank you for tuning in. Make sure you follow me on all social media. That's Emma E2K all across the board. I'm on Instagram. I'm on everything. Make sure you go to the website, emmae2k.com, and sign my guest book. And my guest book. I like to know that people are tuning in and checking me out. So go to Google. So Google, you can go to Google and type in Emma E2K, and all my stuff will come out of there. So thank you. Be blessed. And know that he loves you, and he will meet you right where you are, right there in that space where you think that nobody understands and nobody sees you. He does. Have an amazing day, but have an even more productive and wonderful week. Until next time, peace, love. And